Gemara Daf Hey Amud Beis talks about the din of Nasan Huva Amrihi. Nasan Huva Amrihi, what's the halacha? So there's a machlokas, the two lishonos in the Gemara. The Shnakama says Vada Yena B'Kudeshes, and the Lishna Basu says Fekehi B'Chashinan Midrabban. So the Ran asks the Kashi, he says, we don't understand, why is this only a Chumer D'Rabbanan? How do we evaluate the Lishna Basu? Says the Ran, we know Sveka deraisa l'chumra. So how can the Lishna Basra say that if Sveka he chashinan midrabana, it's not just a chashash derabanan, it should be a chashash deraisa. Right? She should be serving the Kodeshish even on a deraisa level. She should need a get min haTorah, not just midrabana. The Lashon of the Gemara sounds like it's a Chumer D'Rabbanan. Why is it only a Chumer D'Rabbanan? Sveika D'Raisa L'Chumer? That's the Ran's eyes in a kasha against the Lishna Basra of the Gemara. So what's the simplest answer to this kasha? The simplest answer is what the Meiri writes. And that is, who claims that Sveika D'Raisa L'Chumer is a Chumer D'Raisa? Maybe it's a Chumer D'Rabbanan. Maybe that's good for the point that the Torah doesn't give us a rule what to do b'makom safek. If you have a vaday iser or a vaday mitzvah, so then the Torah tells us you have to do a mitzvah if it's a vaday that you chayv in the mitzvah. You can't do an avera if it's a vaday that it is an avera. But b'makom safek, maybe the Torah didn't tell us anything. So the Chachamim came and said, we're going to distinguish between dinim derais and dinim derabanan. For deraises, we'll go with chumra. For derabanans, we'll go with kula. But this is all on a level of derabanan. That's the simple answer to the Rav's kasha. That this sofik is no different than any other sveka deraisa. It's a sofik in kedushin, but there's no real difference between this and any other sveka deraisa. Sveka deraisa l'chumra is a chumra derabban. Nasan uva amrihi, says the Meiri, Ritzon Olam hareini mekudeshes lo v'kesef zeh shenasata li. Haren kedushin sofik v'choshishin midrabbanan. Avavi shesofik torahu, shari ikra sofik u b'kiyigach. Meiri says this is a sofik deraisa. Because the Ikka Sofik is in Keikach, Imot Salom and Nesina Lechudo and Nesina Vamira. The Kamakam Apasveko Shal Torah, Eni Suran Elami Divrei Sofim. Says the Meiri, maybe the whole din of Sveka Deraisa Lechumer is only a Chumer Derabanan. So that's why the Gemara says it's a Chashash Derabanan. She needs a get me Derabanan here. Even though it's a Sofik in a Deraisa. The Chen Kosu Gedole HaMechabrim. So the Meiri, that's what the Gedole HaMechabrim write. Who's the Gedole HaMechabrim? The Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis. This is known as the famous sheet of the Rambam. Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis, talking about Sveikas and Tumah, Sveikas and Iser. Rambam writes as follows. Pertes Halacha Yudeis. Dovi Yodua, Shekol Elu Atumus Uchiotze Behem Shein Yishum Sofek Harehen Shel Divreim. Hain Tomei Min HaTorah Elu Nishanit Matumas Vanek. Of course, fakos, bein betumas, bein bemachalas asuras, bein barayas, v'shabazos, ein lahem elami divrei sofer. Divrei sofer, right? The Rabbon. Here he means the Rabbon. The Rambam says that all the sfakas, sofik tuma, sofik iser, in all the realms, machalas asuras, arayas, shabazos, mi divrei sofer, l'chumrim, with the Rabbon. Koshe bi'arna bilchas yisurei bi'a v'kama l'kamas. That's what the Meiri quotes from the Rambam. What's the makkah for the Rambam? Why should he assume like that? What's the source that Tzvega Daras L'chumra is only a Chumra D'Rabbanan? So the Kesef Mishnah says it's really a Gemara in Kedushin. Which Gemara in Kedushin? Anyone? Sofek Mamzer, the Gemara Daf Ayin Gimel, in the fourth parak of Kedushin. Lo Yova Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. Said the Gemara, Mamzer Vada Yud Lo Yova, Sofek Mamzer Yova. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that's probably the mocha of the Rambam. That a Sofek Mamzer is Mutta Lava B'Kol. The Sofek Mamzer is Mutta to marry a Bas Yisrael. Has he Mutta to marry a Bas Yisrael? The Sveka Deraisa, L'chumer Z'chumer Deraisa, so you should have to be Machmer. You have to be Choshesh that he's a Mamzer. How can he marry a Bas Yisrael? The answer is that it's only a Chumer Derabanan, and the Chachamim, we're not Machmer over here. The Chachamim allowed it to stay on the Din Deraisa, that a Sofek Mamzer is allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. If it would be l'chumra minat Torah, so then there's no way that a Savik Mamzer could marry a Bas Yisrael. But if the chumra is only a chumra derabanan to begin with, so hey mamra v'hey mamra, Chazal say over here, we're not afraid, so we're going to leave it on the din daraisa. It says the Kesef Mishnah, that's the mocha for the Rambam, that Sveka daraisa l'chumra is a chumra derabanan. The Chachomim were the ones who distinguished between Sofek deraisa and Sofek derabanan. But not everyone agrees with that Rambam. The Rashba, in Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Gimel, the Ran on Daf Lamed Tes in Kiddushin, many of the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. They say, Fakert, that the Gzeres HaKosov by Safek Mamzer teaches me that that's the exception to the rule, not the rule. If that's the rule, so why do I need a Gzeres HaKosov? So, because the Mishnah would say, no, the Rambam says, how do I know? How do I know the rule to begin with? I need the Gzeres HaKosov for the rule. Come the Rashba and the Ran, they say, no. If that's the rule, so then what's the point of the pasuk? Why do we need the pasuk? What, the mocker is from Safek Mamzer? That's the case. The Torah should give us a general rule by Sveikas, or like the mocker is from Safek Mamzer. It makes more sense, the other Rishonim claim, to say that this is a Gzeres HaKosov. It's an exception to the rule. That normally, Sveik Daraisa L'chumra is L'chumra Min HaTorah. Safek Mamzer is the exception that there, Safek Mamzer is Mutalava Bakal. So that's the question, how to learn Safek Mamzer. Safek Mamzer the mocker, is that the exception? It's a Gzeres HaKosov that's motzi min haklal, that's different from the regular. So what taka is the mocker for the other Rishonim? Why do they learn the pasuk as Gzeres HaKosov? So they bring rayas. They say there are many rayas against the Rambam. The Rambam is really a shvera shita, a very big chiddush of the Rambam. That Sveika the Raisa L'chumra is only a chumra derabanan. Why is it only a chumra derabanan? There seem to be at least three ironclad rayas against the Rambam. First of all, Oshem Toli. Oshem Toli is the most obvious and famous raya against the Rambam. What's an Oshem Toli? It can't be famous if we don't know what it is. Oshem Toli is a Gemara in Krisus. We know that if a person violates an Avera for which b'mezid he's chayev kores, and he's chayev a korban chatas b'shogeg, so then if he has a sofek, whether he did that Avera, he's chayev an Oshem Toli. He's not chayev a chatas. He's chayev an Oshem Toli, and then if he finds out that he did the Avera, then he's chayev to bring a korban chatas. Oshem Toli, it's an Oshem Yisofek, that's why it's called Toli. But we don't know if the kapar, if you can get the kapar. Oshem Toli. So I asked the Rishonim, what's the din of Oshem Toli? That means you did a Sofek Yisr. You did a Sofek Yisr. You're chayav a korban. Now korban is not a din derabbanan, it's a din deraisa. You can't bring chulin lazara midrabbanan. The chacham can't tell you to bring a korban. The din of Oshem Toli is a pasuk in chumash. That's a din deraisa. So if Minat Torah, we don't recognize the idea of Safek Yisr, if we say Minat Torah, we say Safek Yisr is Lekula, so then how can you have a halacha of Oshem Toli? I do a Safek Yisr, I eat a chaticha. I don't know if it's Shal Yisr or Shal Heter. Is it Shulman or is it Chalef? Is it kosher fat or is it non-kosher fat? It comes to Torah and says, bring an Oshem Toli. Don't bring a chatas, you don't know for sure that you ate Chalef. If you ate Chalef, then you bring a chatas. B'shogeg. You eat it b'mezid, there's no carbon. You eat chaylev b'shogeg, you bring a carbon chatas. But if you have a sofik, whether you eat chaylev or shuman, then you bring an oshem tov. So if minat Torah, sofik yisr, is gunished, if it's nothing, which presumably according to the Rambam, that's the case, chumra midirabana means minat Torah, you didn't do any yisr. So if you didn't do any yisr, what do you bring a carbon? Right? It sounds like Sveika Daraisa L'chumra must be a Chumra Daraisa, not a Chumra Darabonim. And that's exactly the point. You did an Isser. So if you did an Isser, since you have to go L'chumra, you did an Isser, so you have to read a carbon too. But according to the Rambam, how do we understand the din of Oshem Toli? Kasha number one, Oshem Toli. What's another kasha against the Rambam? Anyone? Or Las Chutz Lartz. Or Las Chutz Lartz. What's the din of Or Las Chutz Lartz? That you should know. No? What's it then? Vadai or lezasa, but sofik or lemutter. Halacha mosh misina. Or les chutzlarts, vadai mutter. Vadai, actually. Vadai osa, sofik mutter. So according to the Rambam, that sveikah derais lechumra, minat Torah is mutter, it's only a chumra derabanan, to treat it as a davar ha'asar, So why do I need a halacha mashma sinai to tell me that arlos chutz laretz, that suffik arlos chutz laretz is mutter? Every suffik is here is mutter, according to the Rambam. At least on a daraisa level. Why do I need a halacha mashma sinai to tell me that suffik arlos chutz laretz is mutter min haTorah? Halacha mashma sinai is a daraisa din, right? So why do I need a halacha mashma sinai to tell me that suffik arlos chutz laretz is mutter? Every suffik is min haTorah is mutter. Midrabanan, it's awesome. We go lechumra, the rabbanan. Why do I need the halacha mashma sinai of arlos chutz laretz that's feiko mutter? The halacha mashma sinai has two parts to it. Vaday asa feiko mutter. What do I need feiko mutter for? The Rambam would say every suffik isim in haTorah is mutter. That's kasha number two. Kasha number three that the Rishonim ask against the Rambam is from the din of rov and chazaka. What does rov mean? Rov means majority. We follow Rov, different types of Rov. We've spoken in this shir a lot about Rov. There's Ruba de Isa come on, and Ruba de Lessa come on. Oh, yeah, that's just smart. Good. Ruba de Lessa come on, Ruba de Isa come on. Ruba de Isa come on means the Rov is in front of you. That means that you have, let's say, three pieces of meat. Two of them are kosher, one is non-kosher. So we can follow Rov. Allowed to follow Rove, you can eat a piece of meat. Because we assume that the first piece of meat that you pick up is going to be kosher. Can you eat all of them? That's not so poshut. Because then we know for sure that you're eating Isser Bevadai. But at least the first piece of meat, you have a Rove. Two against one. All right, so you can eat that first. That's a Ruba de Issa come on. Because all the pieces are in front of you. You also have a Ruba de Lessa come on. That means the Rove that's not in front of you. It's a Rove in Teva. A Rove in Teva. Rove in the nature of things, in the psychology of people. Rove in Teva. Like one is allowed to shech the Karban Pesach, and to eat the Karban Pesach, even though you're not allowed to break a bone in the Karban Pesach. And you don't know necessarily that the Karban Pesach isn't a treifa. How do you know? Maybe the Karban Pesach is a treifa. Maybe you should have to check the Karban Pesach, check the behavior to find out whether it was a treifa. How can I eat the Karban Pesach? So you would say, well, check it. The problem is you can't break the bones, so you can't check every treifa. So how do you know for sure that it's not a treifa? So the Gemara in Chulin says, we follow Rov. It's the mokor for following Rov. Rov. That most behemoths are not treifas. Do you have all the behemoths in the world in front of you? No. But most behemoths, in general, the behemoths are not treifas, so we don't have to be choshesh for that. There are many types of Rov. Many types of Rov. And there's chazaka. Chazaka de Meikara means status quo. We can follow the status quo. Let's say a person is Tohar, and he walks through a certain path, and there are two paths on their own. Two roads diverged in a... No. Right? There are two paths there, and then he comes and touches Truma, touches Kachim afterwards. And then someone tells him, you know, one of the paths has Tuma in it. So now he's Safek Tamei. Safek Tamei. Do we assume that the Truma is Tamei, or do we assume the Truma is Tamei? The answer is you can follow Chazaka. Because he has a Cheskas Tara. We don't know which path he went through. So we can follow Chazaka and assume that the Truma is still Truma Tahar. Okay? We have Rov and Chazaka. Principles in the Torah to tell me that sometimes we can go Lekula. Even where there's a Safek Daraisa, we can go Lekula. So all the Rishonim ask, according to the Rambam, if Safek Daraisa Lechumer is only a Chumer, the Rabbanon. Min haTorah, we assume there is no Isser here by Safek. So why do I need Rov and Chazaka to tell me that I can go Lekula? It's a Safek, right? Safek whether the guy walked in the path that's coming. Safek whether the animal is a treifa. Safek whether I ate the piece of Isser. So Safek, so Min haTorah, Sfeika Daraisa Lekula. Only a Chumer Derabanan. So what do I need Rov and Chazaka for? Again, throw Rov and Chazaka out. I don't need them. I don't need those principles. Min haTorah, Sfeika Lekula. Three riots against the Rambam. The Rambam is sittering over here. The Rambam's not sittering at all. Right? He's not shaking at all. But there are three riots that the Rishonim have against the Rambam. Why do I need the din of Ruba Chazaka? Right? To follow, not the case where you have Rov and Chazaka. Rov or Chazaka. Not the din of Ruba Chazaka regarding. Ruba or Chazaka. To be Megil by a Safek Daraisa, you never need Rov and Chazaka. stam yibi mekel by a safek deraisa. It's only midrabbanan that it's lechumra. Why do I have a halacha which we've seen that safek garlas chutz laretz mutter? Why do I need a halacha Moshe Mesinai? Min HaTorah, every suffix Yisr is l'chul. And thirdly, why do I need a halacha? Well, how can there be a halacha that Oshem Toloi, that if you eat a suffix Yisr, suffix Chaticha Shalisi, you chayv an Oshem Toloi? Min HaTorah, I didn't do anything wrong. So if I didn't do anything wrong, I shouldn't be chayv a carbon. It's only a chumrah d'rabbanan to have to be machmer to assume that there's an Yisr. What's the answer for the Rambam? So, Oshem Toloi, the Achronim answer. There are some Achronim that take each kasha piecemeal and they try to answer each kasha. Oshem Toloi, there are different answers given. One of the most popular answers is actually alluded to in the Ran. Oshem Toloi might be totally different. It's not a regular case of Suffolk. What could be special about Oshem Toloi? What's the case of Oshem Toloi? Is the case that I have a piece of meat and a piece of fat, I'm just not sure whether it's kosher or non-kosher. Is that the case? Or is the case a bit more complicated than that? So the Ram alludes to the fact that there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Krisus. Maybe the din of Oshem Toloi only applies if what? If it's chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. If I have two pieces of meat in front of me, one is kosher, one is non-kosher, and I eat one of them and I don't know which one I ate. Because that might be different. Maybe that's the only time that I'm chayav in Oshem Toloi for doing a suffix issa. Generally, right, the Rambam would say generally, Sfega d'Araisa, min HaTorah is l'kula. We don't treat it like a suffix issa. Only by chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, that's worse. Why is that worse? Because ikva isura. Some have a lashon ikva isura, some have a lashon ischazek isura. There's a vaday isur here. If there's a Vada Isser here, maybe I have to go to Chumra, Min HaTorah. Vada Isser. I just don't know if I did the Isser, but there is a Chaticha Shal Isser here, there's a Chefza Shal Isser here. It's not like I have a Suffolk in the Veltaran, did I do it? I ate a piece, and I have no idea whether it's Usser or whether it's Mutter. I don't know for sure that it's Usser, I don't know for sure it's Mutter. It's not a Suffolk. The Rama might hold that the Din of Hashem Toloi only applies by Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. If there's Ikva Isura, that Suffolk is more Chumra. Because that's Tzavik is Mochomer, that's why you can be Chayav a Korban. One answer. Others suggest a very simple answer in the Rambam, based on the Girsa of the Rambam. What's that? That which Tzavik Daraisa is more Chomer than general Svegas Daraisa? Which? Kares, the Chi of Kares, exactly. Some have a Girsa in the Rambam that the Rambam himself answered this Kasha. The Rambam didn't leave it for the Achronim, he says the answer. Mishlei Melech gives the first answer that I suggested. That's a Mishlei Melech in Hilchos Yisurei B, a Perek Tesvov. That Ikva Yisur is different. But others say, look at the Rambam. The Rambam in the old versions, the Rambam has a bracket. If you look at the Franco Rambam, they took out the bracket. They made it just part of the Rambam. They said, of course, that's the right Girsa in the Rambam. Not so, of course. But that's the old Girsa. Ava became davar shechayav and al zona kares sveiko osu min haTorah shari haosa also chayav oshem tolu. The Rambam adds a caveat, right? He submits that you have to go lechumra min haTorah by a suffik chi of kares, because that's why you chayav an oshem tolu. The Rambam answers the question. What's the problem with that answer, the Rambam, with that gears in the Rambam? Problem is, what did the Rambam mention before? Examples that Sfeg d'Araisa l'chumra is only a chumra d'rabbanan, arayas, shabbosos, those are also chiyuvikaris. And yet the Rambam holds min haTorah, you can go l'kula by arayas and shabbosos. So that's what the Franco Rambam points out in the Shinuya Neschos, on the side. Ayin b'shut marit. And a number of others. Shezu hagas Talmid uducha'uha because of Rabbeinu ben Barayis v'shabosos v'divrei sofrim. Because of what the Rambam writes earlier, some knock it out. I'm surprised that in the main madura of the Franco Rambam, he takes out the brackets. It almost, like if you don't read the Shinuyin Neschos, you could be totally thrown. Chayim dachu agazu Reb Chaim Valozhin b'shut chut ha'mishulosh ve'achav esdas Rosh Yosef ve'archaner. All the Gdolei Achronim adoche this agah. They say that's not the answer for the Rambam. Chiyuv Karis can't be the answer because the Rambam himself says that Tzveik HaDaraisa L'Chumra is only a Chumra D'Rabbanan, even by Arayas and Shabbos, which are Chiyuv HaKaris. You can't say the answer for Rosh and Toli is that's a Chiyuv HaKaris. And Tzveik HaDaraisa L'Chumra Min HaTorah by Chiyuv HaKaris. Because that's not what the Rambam seems to say himself. Okay. It's an option. It's a possibility. So two answers for Rosh and Toli. And how about Orlas Chutzlaris? What's the answer for Orlas Chutzlaris? So the Ran himself gives an answer. That was the Ran we saw at the beginning of the year. And now we come full circle. The beginning of that Ran, I didn't even assign the beginning of the Ran. I wanted to see if you would recognize the Ran. You know, you should, when you see a Ran again, you should recognize it. Give a Shalom Aleichem to the Ran. We've seen this Ran before. The beginning of the Ran says, some want to bring a Raya against the Rambam from the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. And Safek Orlas Chutz Laretz is Mutter. What do I need the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai for? Every Sfek of the Raisa is Mutter Min HaTorah according to the Rambam. So says the Ran, he says, Imishum Ha, for that, I don't think that's such a good Raya. Yeshalom, the Mikanda Maidamin and the Sfek of the Raisa, L'chumra, Devar Torah, Hu Velo Midivei Sofrim. Darmin and Hocha, Shetzich Halacha, Lahat the Sfek. Safek Orlas Chutz Laretz Mutter. You need a Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai for that. V'imeha lo irya. The Ran says, that's not such a rye. I can't say I agree with the Rambam, but that's not such a rye against the Ram. Why not? Sounds like a pretty good rye to me. V'ocha itzuch l'mishne kol shenola bo shum sofik ba'olam avol b'she'enu kedai lahate b'mokom acher. As the Ran, sofik arlas chutzlas is mutter, even if it's a sofik kol dehu, even if it's karov levadai, that it is arla, it's a very small sofik, 98-2. Very small suffix, Karov Levadai, that it's Asa. Nevertheless, the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai comes to teach me it's Mutter. Other suffix is Daraisa. We wouldn't go to Kula if it's Karov Levadai. That's not a real suffix. It's Karov Levadai 98-2. Come on. That's too much. Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, that suffix or Las Chutzlaretz is different. That's what the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is teaching me. That Safek Orlas Chutzlaretz is even more kal than a regular Safek Issa D'Oraisa. Avada, Minatori, you can go Lakula even by Safek Issa D'Oraisa in general. By Orlas Chutzlaretz, you can go Lakula this Safek, even if it's a Safek Koldehu. I need a Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai to teach me that extra Halacha. That's what the Ran suggests. Chipping away. The Achron and the Rishon are chipping away at the different riots that they have against the Ran. The problem is Ruba v'Chazak. That's the real problem, that the Achronim and the Rishonim don't know what to do with. If Min HaTorah we can go Lekula by every Sveka D'Araisa, so why do we need the Halacha of Rov and Chazak? We don't need Rov to be Mekel. Just the fact that it's a Sofek Issa. Min HaTorah can go Lekula. I don't need Chazak to be Mekel. It's a Sofek Issa. Min HaTorah you can go Lekula. What's the answer for the Rambam for that? That's really shver. Very difficult. Reb Shimon Shkop in his Sefer Shari Yosher, he suggests that maybe the answer for all the kashas on the Rambam is one yisod, very beautiful yisod. We generally assume that according to the Rambam, the Safek Issa D'Oraisa is hetagam. That's the homachlokas, the Rambam against the Rashba and the Ran, the Ravid. The Ravid is massive on the Rambam. You don't have to jump to the Rashba and the Ran. The Ravid says, Min HaTorah, you can't go Lekula by a Safek D'Oraisa, only if it's a Svek Sveka. Safek D'Oraisa, Min HaTorah is Lechumra. Says the Ravid, like the Ran, like the Rashba. So we normally assume the machlokas we show them is what's the status of a Safek Issa D'Oraisa? Is it a Davar HaMutter or is it a Davar HaAsa? The Rambam says it's a Davar HaMutter, at least on a D'Oraisa level, it's a Davar HaMutter. The Chachamim HaMachmer to say that we should treat it as a Davar HaAsa. And the other Rishonim say, in a Torah, it's a Davar HaAsa. That's the Pashup Shat. That's how the Shmaitzer learns. That's the Pashup Shat. That the Rambam holds, in a Torah, a Safek Issa is a Davar HaMutter. Zoktu Shimon, maybe that's not the real pshat in the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam admits that a Safek D'Oraisa in a Torah really is a Davar HaAsa. It's just that the Torah tells us that we don't necessarily have to be choshesh for that yisod. What do I mean? Safek Yisra D'Araisa really is a Cheftza D'Isura, even according to the Rambam, but the Torah doesn't force us, doesn't say you absolutely have to be Nizer in that Issa. What's an Efkamina? I mean, if it's Asa, so why should I not have to be Nizer? Nafkamina is, let's say Klape Shmaya Galia, let's say it turns out that you did an Issa. Let's say it is a Cheftzah. Let's say it turns out that you eat the Chayfetz, and, right, that you eat, this is a Chaticha, not Chaticha Achaz Mishnei Chatichas, Savik Issa. Or you touch the Truma, and then you eat the Truma, you don't know, it turns out that you did an Issa. Does the Rambam say that you actually did the Issa, or does the Rambam say, no, it's only a Savik Issa Daraisa on a Daraisa level, you did absolutely nothing wrong? Dr. Shimon, maybe the Rambam admits to the other Rishonim that if you do this Maisa, you don't know whether it's us or whether it's not, it turns out that you did an Isser, you really did an Aver. You did an Aver, because it is a Chetzah Shal Isser, even according to the Rambam, even on a Daraisa level. If Klape Shmaya Galia, if in Shamayim it's Golui, right, that you did an Isser, you will be punished for that. Even if you never find out that you did the Isser, you'll be punished for the issa that you ate. You only thought it was a suffix issa, but it's a chetza shel issa, even according to the Rambam. What's more, if someone knows that the chayfetz is really asr, just because his friend doesn't know, and it's a suffix for the friend, you can't be marshal the friend and give him the chayfetz, because you know it's asr. I'm in a Torah, sveka deraisa lakula. No, according to the Rambam, it is a davar shel issa. It's just the Torah doesn't require you to be careful about that issa. What does that mean? I'm going to be punished for it, but I don't have to be careful for the issa? Yes. The Pshimin says, maybe the Pshat in the Rambam is that Sveika Daraisa really is a Davar Shel Issa. It's just that the Torah doesn't require that you be Nizah. You can put yourself into a situation that you might be violating this issa. It's just you agree to suffer the consequences. That's what the Rambam is saying. It's not that Sveika Daraisa is not a suffix issa. It is a suffix issa. It is a Chefza Shel Issa. It's not that once there's a suffix, so then we don't look at this as a Davar Shel Issa. It is a Davar Shel Issa. But the Torah does not require you to abstain from eating that item or from doing that maisa that might be a suffix issa. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. In the Torah, you don't have to abstain. You can put yourself into a matzav that you might do an Issa, and you agree to suffer the consequences. But because it is a Davar Shel Issa, if you know for sure that it's Asr, even if your friend doesn't know that it's Asr, you can't be machshel him to eat that Issa. You can't give that chayfetz to him, because then you're being machshel him in that Issa. Even according to the Rambam, a Safek Issa Daraisa is a Davar Shel Issa. It's just the Torah allows you to enter into the situation that you might violate that Issa, and you'll suffer the consequences, but the Torah allows you to do that. And that's what the other Rishonim argue with. But the other Rishonim say, no, a Safek Issa Daraisa, because it is a Safek Issa, the Torah doesn't allow you to enter into that circumstance. According to the Rambam, it's only the Chachamim that tell you that you can't enter into the circumstance that you violate the Issa. The Chachamim say, the Torah's Vada, you're not allowed to eat the Safek Issa, because you might come to violate an Issa. The Torah says, even though you might come to violate the Isser, we're not going to express an opinion about that. You want to eat the item? And you want to enter into a situation that you might suffer the consequences? You're permitted to do that. The Torah doesn't tell you not to do that. The Chacham says, no, don't do it. The other Rishonim say, no, the Torah itself tells us you have a suffix Isser. We don't allow you to enter into a situation that you might come to violate that Isser. Reb Shimon learns that the whole machlokas, the Rambam and the other Rishonim, is not whether Safek Issa Daraisa is a Davar Shel Issa or not a Davar Shel Issa. Is it a Davar Shel Issa or a Davar Shel Heter? The Rambam never meant to say that a Safek Issa Daraisa in the Torah is a Davar Shel Heter. No, it's a Davar Shel Issa. It's a Davar Shel Safek Issa. Safek Issa. The Safek didn't erase the Issa over here. All the Safek did is that it created a Heter for you to eat the item, or for you to do the maisa. That even though there might be an avera, you might be violating an issa with this maisa, the Torah did not require you to abstain from doing that maisa. It's up to you. You want to suffer the consequences if you didn't guess right? That's your business. The Torah is not forcing you not to do that. That's what the Rambam means to say. But it's really a davar shel issa, even according to the Rambam. It's a davar shel safek issa. So Dovah Shel Sabek Isha Issa Benefit the Rab, Benefit the Rashba. The whole machlok is this. Are you allowed to be machnis atzmecha into a matzav, into a situation that you might come to violate an Issa? That's the whole machlok is Rishon. According to this, the questions on the Rambam never even began. Because all the questions on the Rambam are simply assuming that the Rambam holds that a Safek Issa Torah is a Dovah Shel Heter. So if it's a Dovah Shel Heter, how can I be chayv in Hashem Tali? Hashem Tali is a Din D'Oraisa. Why do I need Ruba B'Chazaka? Min HaTorah, the thing is a Dovah Shel Heter. Why do I need a Halacha Moshe Sinei to tell me that Safek Olas Chutz La'aretz is Mutter? Min HaTorah, every Safek is Mutter. The answer is no. The Rambam doesn't say every Safek D'Oraisa is Mutter. It's really still Safek Isser. The Torah just said that you're allowed to put yourself into a situation that you might suffer consequences. But no one says it's a Dovah Shel Heter. It's not Heter. It's still a Safek Issa. D'Oraisa. So because Min HaTorah it's still a Safek Issa, that's why Yechayev and Hashem Tali. That's why I need a Halacha Moshe Mishinah, the Safek Ar L'Schutz, which is Mutter L'Gamri. Right? That even if you eat Arla Schutz, if it turns out that it is Arla, but if it's only a Safek, you're not going to suffer consequences because it's Heter Gomer. Halacha Moshe Sinai teaches us that extra level of heter. And that's why I need Rov and Chazaka. To tell me that if there is a Rov, if there's a Chazaka, then Chaka, it's a Dovah Shel Heter. And I won't suffer any consequences. If I follow Rov and Chazaka, then I won't suffer any consequences. But without these principles, according to the Rambam, I will suffer consequences if I Taka do the Issa. If Klapi Shemaya Galia, I do the Issa. That in Shemayim, it's Goli that I ate the wrong item. That's what the Rambam really meant. That Sfega Daraisa L'chumra, it's only a Chumra D'Rabbana, that means that the Chachamim require you to abstain from getting involved in a Safek Issa. On a Daraisa level, you're allowed to get involved in a Safek Issa if you're willing to suffer the consequences. But if you know for sure that it's Aser, someone else doesn't know that it's Aser, of course I can't be machshel him in the Issa, even though it's only a Safek Issa for him. Because of course, a Safek Issa Taka is a Dovah Shel Issa. It's a Safek Issa. If I know for sure it's Aser, I can't be machshel him to eat that item. Yes?
How do we understand the Neiri now?
We'll get back to the Neiri in a second. Some actually bring a Raya. Josh, just one moment. Some bring a Raya to this Yesod, Reb Shimon's Yesod in the Rambam, from the Ran himself. The part of the Ran that we saw before. The Ran says a tremendous finish. Ran says, Safek Ar L'Schutz La'aretz is mutter. You know what that means? Afilu l'sfuke l'hadardi. Even for people to give to each other. The Ran says this. This was the earlier part of the Ran that we've seen before. Kol sveka shari afilu karav levade. Afilu l'sfuke l'hadardi namishari. Says the Ran, Safek Ar L'Schutz La'aretz is mutter. Mutter l'gamri. It's mutter l'gamri even if it's karav levade that there's an issur. And even l'sfuke l'hadardi, even for talmid chacham, even for people to give to each other. Reuven doesn't know it's Arla, the other one does know. For him it's a Safek, for the other one it's Vadai. The one who knows it's a Vadai Arla, as long as it's a Safek for his friend doesn't know that it's Vadai, he's allowed to give it to him. What kind of strange halach is that? Says the Rambam, by other Safek is, that's not true. If I know for sure that it's Asa, then I can't give it to him. Afilu l'suke l'hadadi, namishari, v'ilu b'shari surin Vadai over mishum lifnei iver. The Ran says Safek Ar L'Schutz La'aretz is different than every other Safek D'Oraisa. By Safek Ar L'Schutz La'aretz I can even give to someone else, even if I know for sure that it's Vadei Orla. But by other Safek D'Oraisa, says the Ran, can I give to someone else? Can I give to someone else? No, I can't be Machshel him in the Issa. Why not? Why not? Isn't it Dovah Shel Heter? The answer is the Ran understands that even the Rambam holds it's not a Dovah Shel Heter. I can't be machshel someone else in the Yisra if I know for sure that it's us. Just because it's a Safek for him. It's not a Dovah Shel Heter. It's just that the Torah doesn't require that I abstain from eating the item if it's a Safek Yisra. I can suffer the consequences. If I'm willing to put myself into that situation, so it depends. If I luck out, then nothing will happen. If I don't luck out, then I'll suffer the consequences. But no one said it's a Dovah Shel Heter for me. If it's not a Dovah Shel Heter, then we understand that in regular Yisurim, you can't be machshel the other person. You can't feed it to him if you know that it's Aser. It's mutter even to give to someone else. As long as he doesn't know that it's vaday arla, then you can give it even. Then you can give it to him. So comes the Meiri. Yash, you want to say something?
I was asking about where Safek Mamzer still fall in this framework.
Sure, because Safek Mamzer, the heter of Safek Mamzer, according to the Rambam, is that it's mutter legamri. Right, that even if it turns out that he is a mamzer vada, he's not going to be punished for it. That's what the gzeras hakasuv of safek mamzer is telling me. That it's like safek arlos chutzlaretz, basically.
And according to the others, it's still an exception.
Of course, nothing changed. According to the others, it's just an exception. According to the Rambam, it's the rule. And what is the rule? The rule is that from safek mamzer we see. You see, it's interesting. According to Reb Shimon's version of the Rambam, Safek Mamzer is also a Gzeres HaKasuv. It's a special rule. It's teaching me that here, you're not going to be punished even if it turns out to be a Mamzer Vada. That's a little different. I take back what I said. According to Reb Shimon, Safek Mamzer is also an exception, according to the Rambam. Right? It's the exception that here, it's Vadei Heter. But in most circumstances, it's not Vadei Heter. You will suffer the consequences if klapishmaya galya, that you did this. Comes the Meiri now and says what? Let's plug it back into our Gemara. Now we know. Now we have a working pshat in the Ramban and the other Rishonim. What's the machlokes for the Sfeg of the Reis L'chumr? Is a Chumr d'Reis or a Chumr d'Rabbanan? So now comes the Meiri and says what? Maybe the answer to the Ram's kasha is the Ramban. The Ram was troubled. Why did the Lishna Basra say that it's only a Chumr d'Rabbanan to be machmir, to force it to have a get by Nasan Uvamrahi? It's not a chumr d'rabbanan, it's a chumr d'araisa. She should require a get on a d'araisa level. So Zokta Meiri, no, maybe sveka d'araisa l'chumr in general is only a chumr d'rabbanan. Like the Rambam. Right? So that's why the Gemara says that it's only a chumr d'rabbanan to require a get. That's the Meiri. It's taka interesting. You look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. How does he present this halacha? How does the Rambam present the halacha? What does he say? V'nasan huva omre hi harezi mekudeshes misofek. He paskens like the Lishna Basra. But what does he leave out? Chashin, the Rabban, exactly. So that's what the Magi Mishnah kicks in. Nasan of Amrahi, Bazayesh Lashonis, the Gemara Paskazak Lashon Achron, the Amr Safik Havi, the Hashina Midrabonan. What's the Magi Mishnah saying? Is he giving the mocker for the Rambam, or is he asking a kasha against the Rambam? Sounds like he's asking a kasha against the Rambam. Why does the Rambam just say that it's a Safik? He doesn't say that Hashina Midrabonan. What do you think the answer to the Rambam is? So I thought maybe the answer to the Rambam is that this case of Safek Hidushin is really no different than every other case of Safek Darais. The Rambam holds every Safek Darais is only a Chumr Darabon to be Machmer. Every Sfek Darais al Chumr is a Chumr Darabon. So he doesn't feel compelled to say the Hashinan Midrabon, because that's the case by every Safek. If this was something special, then he'd have to mention that. But maybe the Rambam feels that that's my shita in general. Just look in Hilchos Tumas Meis. You'll see that every Safek Daraisa I hold Midrabanan. You've got to be Machmer. So that's taka what the Gemara is saying. Gemara's not telling you some chiddush over here by Nasan Uvamrahi. That's the regular halacha. Safek Daraisa, Midrabanan, Chashinan. So the Rambam doesn't even feel compelled to add those last two words because it's obvious. That's the Rambam's shita in general. Efsh. That's what I was thinking. The Ran is very troubled. Doesn't understand. Not the Ranan Tesla. The Ran by us. Ran says what? The Rambam leaves that part of the Gemara? Harambam zal kosta perakanis genosin uvamri yarezim kudeshin misafik lo hiske midrabanan klal. He doesn't say whether it's a chumid rabbanan or a chumid araisa. Why not? Why does he leave out that it's only a chumid rabbanan? They're a chilukim, right? That's not as big a chumid as a chumid araisa. Why does he leave that out? I thought maybe the Rambam l'shitasa, the Rambam just felt that every sfeika d'araisa is only a chumr d'rabbanan. So he just didn't feel like he had to mention it. I was surprised no one else said that. No one else suggested such an idea in the Rambam. They were all troubled with the Rambam. I thought l'chora that the Rambam was just following his regular shita. comes to Pnei Yoshua and says, you know why the Ran had a problem with the with this Gemara in general? The Ran says, what's Chashina Min Rabbanan? It should be a Chashina Min HaTorah, Sfeg HaRais HaLachumra Min HaTorah. Ran's Kasha on the Gemara. The Meiri answers based on the Rambam, but the Ran is still troubled. Why? Talk to Pnei Yoshua, the Ran L'shit Pasa. The Ran and Daftezvav argues with the Rambam. He says, Safek Orlas Chutzlitz is not a raya against the Rambam. Someone to bring a raya against the Rambam from Safek Orlas Chutzlitz, it's raya number two. So comes around and says, look, I gotta be honest with you, emes is a value. That's not a raya against the Rambam. But Kushta the Mill says, I think the Rambam is wrong, he says. But I don't think the Rambam is right. The Ran concludes, I think the Rambam is mistaken. Umi u Kushta the Mill sahachi yisa the svegat araisi surat var Torah. What's the Ran's right against the Rambam? Asham Tolan. He doesn't like the answer of Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chaticha. So the Ran leaves it that he thinks the Rambam is incorrect. He disagrees with the Rambam. Comes to Pnei Yoshua and says, that's why the Ran was so troubled with Agimara. The Ran holds Frek the Reis L'chumra, Minat Torah is L'chumra. So Frek the Ran, what does Chashinam Midrabonan mean? Frek the Reis L'chumra should tell me Chashinam Minat Torah. That's why the Ran is troubled. But according to the Rambam, it's not shver. The sfeikah derais l'chumra is not only a chumra derabanan, so that's why the Gemara says that we're only choshish for the Rambam. Okay, this is one approach to the Gemara. The Rambam. Chashinim midrabanan is based on the Rambam shita that every sfeikah derais l'chumra is only a chumra derabanan. Questions? Comes the riff and opens the second shalom again. Says the Rif, "V'chein im nasna hi v'amar hu lo habo kiddushin. Im nasna hi v'amar hi chashina mid rabbanan. Chashina mid rabbanan." What's missing from the Rif? Sveika, he leaves out the first part of the Gemara. The Rambam left out the second part of the Gemara. The Rif left out the first part of the Gemara. Why doesn't the Rif say that it's a suffix? So comes the Ran and suggests, according to the Rif, maybe the Rif thinks that nasna v'amar hi is not a suffix. Not a suffix derais at all. Why? It's vaday what? Vaday mekudeshes or vaday eino mekudeshes? Vaday eino mekudeshes. Ran explains, according to the Rif, maybe even the Lishna Basra holds min haTorah nasanu v'amrihi vaday eino mekudeshes. Why is it vaday eino mekudeshes? Because it's not ki'ikach. It's not ki'ikach. That's what we've been talking about, right? So the Lishna Kama holds it's Vaday Enim Kodeshes. The Lishna Master also holds Minat Torah it's Vaday Enim Kodeshes. Midrabanan Chayshinan Mishum Chumra De'erva Mishum Chumra De'eshes Ish. The Chachamim are afraid. They're afraid. Look, the Baal did in the Sina. It is Nosan Hu. So maybe someone is going to think that Nosan Hu V'Amar Hu also is Enim Kodeshes. They can't tell the difference between Nosan Hu V'Amar Hu and Nosan Hu V'Amar Hi. So Midrabanan Chazal HaChoshesh to say that she needs a gift. That's how the Rif learned the Lishna Basra. Not that it's a Safek Daraisa. There is no Safek Daraisa. It's only a Chumra Derabanan. Min haTorah taka vaday eina mekudeshes. Because it's not Ki'ikach. Not that it's a Safek Ki'ikach. Whether you need Amira as part of the Ki'ikach. Whether Shtikas Habal is Kamira Dami. All the Sveikas that we had. No, that's not the Pshat. The Rif holds vaday eina mekudeshes. The Lishna Kama, the Lishna Basra admits to the Lishna Kama. The Vaday Enim Kodeshes on a Daraisa level. Midrabanan Chayshinan, Chumra De'eshes Ish. Chumra De'eshes Ish. We're afraid. We're afraid. Ela Shachachamim Hechmir Badover Vasa'u Kesafik, says the Rav. The Chachamim made it like a Safik. Minatorah, it's not a Safik. Minatorah, It's Vaday Enim Kodeshes. She's not an Eishes Ish. She doesn't need a get. The Chachamim treated it like a suffix and said, you need a get, because we're afraid people are gonna mix up. They're going to mix up Nasan Uvamrahi with Nasan Uvamrahi. The problem is with this shot that the Lashon Sveika here is a little shvek. Right? Because according to the Rif, the way the Ran understands the Rif, it's not really a suffix. It's not Sveika here. It's just a Chumad Rabbanan. So let the Gemara say it. Chashinam midrabanan. Period. Why does the Gemara say sveika hi? Shvet. Asa'u kesafek. The Chachamim treated it like a safek. Okay, but that's another pshat in the Gemara. that it really isn't a suffik d'araisa, so the Chacham just treated it like a suffik. It's only a chumra d'rabbanan at the beginning. Based on this riff, someone will explain, someone to answer a kasha that some of, that a number of the achronim have against Tosus and Avdalit. We discussed the sugya and Avdalit on the base way back when. There were two makoros for Kidushay Kesef. Remember? Yotzachin Amin Kosef, Kikach Ishisha. And the Gemara of Avdalit says that it's trich, we need both makoros. We need the Yatzachin and Kosef to tell me that the Baal gets the Kesef. If his daughter, right, his daughter, Zaktana, Renara, if she gets Kiddushin, so then even if she accepts the money, she accepts the Kesef from the Baal, who gets to keep the Kesef? The father gets to keep the Kesef. That's the Gzeres HaKosef Yatzachin. And Kesef L'Adam. Zeh Aliyesh Kesef L'Adam Achim. But you also need Kiyika to teach me everything that we've been talking about in the Sugis over the last week or so, right? We need Kiyikah to tell me that the Baal, right, that the man has to be the active participant. Kiyikah. What does that mean that he has to be the active participant? So Rashi on Daf Dalet Amud Beis learns that Kiyikah comes to tell me that Nosna Hiva Amrahi doesn't work. That if you look back at the Rashi, that's how Rashi explains. Gemara says, Ikos of Rachman of Yatzachinim have Amina Hechad Yove Ihi Ledidei. The kitchasa have a kiddushin, I would have thought, if she gave the kesef to the Baal, and she did the amira, I would think that works, that nosnahi ba'amrahi doesn't work. That's how Rashi learned. What does Tosfos say? It can't be nosnahi. That's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because from the context of the posuk, the atzachinam, it sounds like the Baal, right? It sounds like the Av is the one that the Baal is the one who's giving the kesef to the Av. From the Yotzachinim, it sounds like the Baal, the Ish, is the one who's giving the kesef to the father. So how can you even have a Havamina that you can have a Nasnahi? It's not Shaykh. Of course you need a Nasanhu. There's no question about that. So what's the Gemara saying? What's the Havamina? Why do I need Kiyikach? Says Tosus, I need Kiyikach in a case where Nasanhu, the Amrahi, I think that should work. Mashmal Kiyikach, even that doesn't work. That's how Tosfos learned. What is Kiyikach telling me? What is Kiyikach telling me? That Nosanhu v'amrahi ena mekudeshes. Not Nosnahi v'amrahi. No. That Nosanhu v'amrahi, even Nosanhu v'amrahi is ena mekudeshes because of Kiyikach. That's how Tosfos learned. In fact, the Atzmus Yosef, there on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, what's Masha from Tosfos? Masha from Tosfos is that Nosanhu v'amrahi ena mekudeshes. Is that a suffix? Is that a vadai? Is it suffix mekudashes by Nasan Huvamrahi? Vadai mekudashes? Vadai ena mekudashes? What is it? Vadai ena mekudashes. That's what Kiyikach is telling me. Nasan Huvamrahi vadai ena mekudashes? So how can Agimara say, according to the Lishna Basra, that it's a suffix? Tosfos on the Avdalet Amud Beis learns that we have a gzeres hakosuf to tell me that nosanu v'amrahi ena mekudeshes. The Torah is vadai. A gzeres hakosuf like the Lishna Kama on the Hey Amud Beis. So how can Tosfos on the Avdalet Amud Beis understand the Lishna Basra? That's the Atzmus Yosef's kasha. The Lishna Basra says that nosanu v'amrahi is only a safek. Tosfos on the Avdalet Amud Beis says that that's a vadai min haTorah ena mekudeshes. It's not a chumra derabbanan to be machmir by Nasanu v'amrahi, v'aday ena mekudeshes. That's not a suffix. It's v'aday ena mekudeshes. It's gzeres hakosuf that it's ena mekudeshes. So how can the Gemara say on Daf Hei Amud Beis that it's a suffix? That's the Atzmus Yosef's kasha. So what is the answer? What's the lashon of the Atzmus Yosef? Atzmus Yosef answers on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Nira the Lashon midrabbanan, Nira she'ena savik midaraisa, el chashosha derabbanan ba'alma. This is the emes. Hashinon midrabbanan sounds like it's not really a suffik daraisa at all. It's only a chumra derabban. What's the Atzmas Yosef say? To someone who suggests Atzmas Yosef is learning Tosis on the Dalet Aviz, like the Rish, that really it's not a suffik daraisa at all, even according to the Lishna Basra. Ki Yikach tells me that Nosan Uvamer he minatora is vaday eina mekudeshes. All the Lishna Basra is saying, midrabbanan were machmir. The Chachamim made it like a suffik. Not that it's really a suffik. Avada, it's not a suffik. Avada, it's not a suffik. Minatora eina mekudeshes. The Torah is vada. That's what Ki Yikach is telling me. Shinan midrabbanan, Chazal treated it like a suffik. They were machmir that she needs a get. And that's what Tosis on Daf Dalet Amud Beis is saying. Without the Riv, we don't understand Tosfos. The Lishna Basra says it's a Suffolk Daraisa. It's not a Vaday Daraisa. You can't quote a Pasuk over here. According to Rashi, it's Gevalda, because Rashi says the Pasuk Ki'ikach is telling me that Nos Nahi Va'omrahi Eina Mekudeshes. Oh, that's good. That's Vaday Eina Mekudeshes. That's the Braisa. But according to the Lishna Basra, Lefi Tosfos, that the Pasuk Ki'ikach is telling me that Nos Nahi Va'omrahi Eina Mekudeshes B'taras Vaday, how do you understand the Lishna Basra? But according to the Rif, everything is good, because Lishna Basra never really meant to say it's a suffik deraisa. It meant aso uhu rabbonon kesuffik. The Chachamim treated it like a suffik. They were machmir, even though minat Torah, it really is not a suffik at all. It's vaday eino mekudeshes. Okay, that's the Atzmas Yosef's understanding of Tosfos to fit it in, to fit him in with the Rif. Okay. Comes the Ran and offers one final approach, a third approach. And this is the approach that I want to spend the most time. Okay, we'll start it today, and Mitzvah Shem, we'll try to finish it tomorrow. What does the Ran say? This is the Ran that troubled many of you during Seder. So let's read it together inside. If you have a Gemara, please turn to the Ran. Right, the Ran is this kasha. Right, sveki v'chashinan midrabanan. What kind of a chumra derabanan is this? Sveka deraisa l'chumra min haTorah we should be machmir. So one answer is like the Meiri, that according to the Rambam, every Sveka Daraisa is only a Chumra Derabbanan to begin with. The second answer is according to the Rif, the Rambam's understanding of the Rif, it really is not a Suffik Daraisa at all. So that's why Minat Torah we don't call the Chumra. It's not a Suffik Daraisa. Minat Torah it's Vaday Eino Mekudeshes. It's only a Chumra Derabbanan. Asa'u Chachamim Kesuffik. It's only a Chumra Derabbanan to treat it like Mekudeshes, that you should need to get. Comes the Ran and says, I think maybe there's a third chapter. L'fikach ani mistabir b'chol sabi kedushin yitzich aget midaraisa olo. Efshid midaraisa shayim ishim v'iklamem rahamid isha al-cheskosa. What's the Ran saying? Why is it only a chumad rabbanan? Safik daraisa? He says the Ran, no, safik kedushin is different than every other safik daraisa. By every other safik daraisa, says the Ran, minat Torah we have to go l'chumad. But by safik kedushin, Minat Torah, maybe we can go Lakula. Why? Not because every Suffolk allows us to go Lakula, but this Suffolk is special. Suffolk Kedushin is special. Why? Because there's a Chazal. There's Cheskas Pnuya. The woman is a Cheskas Pnuya. Every girl, when she's born, has a Cheskas Pnuya. You can't be Makadish in Uber. When she's in her mother's belly, you can't be Makadish. So when she's born, she's the Cheskas Pnuya. So we have a right to assume that Chazaka, that status quo, continues La'olam Vod until we know that it's changed. So says the Ran, Safek Kiddushin is different than every other Sveka Deraisa. By every other Sveka Deraisa, Minatori have to go Lachumma. By this Safek Deraisa, only Midrabanan do you have to go Lachumma. Minatori, you can follow Chazaka. Which Chazaka? Cheskas Pnuya. The Cheskas Pnuya allows us to assume that there was no Kiddushin. I have a Safek if the Kiddushin took place. The girl has a cheskas pnuya, so assume that she's still a pnuya. The chazaka tells me what to do, b'makom safek. Minat Torah, I'm allowed to assume that there wasn't a kiddushin, that she doesn't need a get. Midrabanan, Chazal say that will be machmir. Again, we're afraid, a gzeira otu nasan hu v'amar hu. Chazal said, let's require her to have a get, even by nasan hu v'amar hi. That's a chumra derabbanan. Aye, but by speka deraisa minat Torah, we should go to chumra. No, something kedushim different, says the Ran, because here we have a chazaka. So here we have a chazaka in our Torah. We can go l'kula. With the Rabbanan, we go l'chumra. That's pshat in the Gemara. It's only a chumra the Rabbanan, because here we have a cheskes pnuya, and that allows us to go l'kula by a suffik delas. Says the Ran, I'll bring you a Ran. Maishna mi kol teku de mamona da mina behamed mamon al cheskoso. Biskimu bo kol gedoli ha'achronim zal. If I have a suffik mamona, we go basa chazaka cheskas marakam hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. We follow cheskas marakama, the marakama, the original owner. We follow chazaka. Chazaka. If we follow chazaka by mamon, follow cheskas marakama, the original owner. So by suffik kedushim, we also should follow chazaka. There's a cheskas pnuy over here. Even if Tokfo Tovea is a suffix who the mammon should go to, right? But there is a marakama, suffix in din. And now there's a marakama, so we hold it, we follow cheskas marakama. And even if the toveya was tokev, he was toface, he grabbed from the marakama, we take it away from him. We follow cheskas marakama. Hachanami midina yislam lemeimer hachi. Shetemu teres linase. Midina, we should follow chazaka. Cheskas pnuya. Right? So she should be able to remarry. El shevet nechumer de'erva asura rabbanan. The Chachamim Amach Mishum Erva Mishumachi Arminan Hocha Sveika Havi V'Chashinan Midrabanan Sveika Havi Minat Torah. We can go l'kula based on the Cheskas Pnuya Chashinan Midrabanan. The Chachamim Amach Mishum Erva that you should require a get. Okay, this is the Ran sheet again. That the Chumer Midrabanan is not that Minat Torah every suffik daraisa is l'kula. No, it's the dafka by suffik kiddushin minat Torah we can go l'kula. Because here we have a cheskas pnuya. There's no difference between cheskas marakam and cheskas pnuya. If by cheskas marakam we follow chazaka, by cheskas yisu we should also follow chazaka. Minat Torah we can go l'kula, follow cheskas pnuya. But the chacham mamachme midrabonan that mishum chumra de erva you should require again. Okay, this is the third pshat nigimah. Comes the Ran. Yes.
Why, according to the ratio of the brisa, then, and it is it inim kadesha?
The ratio of the brisa,
or the
lishna kama.
Lishna kama, sorry.
According to the lishna kama, the lishna kama doesn't hold of the chumah derabanan. He just leaves it as a. Oh, I'm sorry. Just one second. According to the lishna kama, vaday einim kadeshes. Vaday no, that's fine. Vaday einim kadeshes. You could say multiple things, but you could say poshut. According to the lishna kama, it's not kiyigas. So that's it. It's not even a suffik. The chiddush of the lishna basra is that even if it's a suffik daraisa min haTorah, we can go l'kula because of the cheskas pnuya. But the lishna kama doesn't have to say that. The lishna kama can just say kiyikach requires amira mitzad the baal, so vadei in a mekudeshes. Okay. Comes around and says, there's just one problem with what I'm saying. I'm telling you that every suffik kiddushin min haTorah we should go l'kula because of the cheskas pnuya. But the riff doesn't sound like that, he says. Aval harav al fazi zalkosu v'kamon b'pirik m'vayi v'rav mori v'kelev rotzach harea v'salka v'teku d'avi le sveka d'araisa v'luchum v'tzarechi. The riff says that every safek kiddushin you have to go l'chum min haTorah. It says the Ran, that doesn't work out with me. What's the case that the riff is going on? A very interesting case in the Gemara there. Scotchly be kicker. Let's say the man says, "Be mekudeshes to me with this piece of bread." Nayola Keller. The woman says, "Ah, give it to the dogs." What does that mean? Give it to the dogs. So the Gemara says, "Eina mekudeshes." We assume that she doesn't want to accept it as kiddushin, as opposed to tein mana leploni ve'karish anilach mekudeshes mitin arev. Right there, she's not throwing it away. Wants him to give money to someone else. But here, maybe she's just, the poshut pshat is that she's throwing it away. She doesn't want, she's saying, I don't want it. She's not mekudeshes. But if it's her kelev, So then she stands to gain, she gets hanas, then she will be mekudeshes. Boy Rav Mori, kelav rots acharei hamal. Let's say a dog is running after him. What's the din? So the husband says, iskachili bekikar, the kelav is running after her, and she says, give it to the dog. Give it to the dog. So what does she mean there? What's going on over here? Bahu anoda kamatzal nafsha minei gamro mifnialei nafsha. With the hanor that she receives because he's saving her from the dog, from the clutches of the dog, maybe she's gamro mifnialei nafsha, or dilma matzi amalei, midaraisa chiyuvei mechayves latzula. Maybe she can say, look, you're mechuyev anyway to save me. I don't want to be mekodeshes with that hanor. Take him. Mar leaves it but take him. The dog is running after her, so we don't know what the din is. The fact that he's mechuyev min haTorah to save her, maybe this is not an extra hana. Well, maybe no. With the hana that she's getting, that he's saving her, she is going to be mekudeshes. What's the suffix in the Gemara? Give me a pshat in the Gemara. What's pashat pshat in the Gemara? So pashat pshat in the Gemara could be that the question is there really a Torah's kesef to this hana? Is she really receiving an extra hanah from the Baal? According to the first sad, Bahu hanah, the kamatzla, the nafsha, right? With the hanah that she's receiving, that now the man is saving her, then there is a kesef, hanah ke kesef, she can be mekudeshes with that hanah. Odilma, maybe there is no Torah's kesef over here. Why? Because he's already mechuyev to save her. So if he's already mechuyev to save her, al pidin, that's not Yudas kesef. He's mechuyev to give her that. That's not an extra hanah that she's receiving. So maybe that doesn't have a Torah's kesef for kiddushin. Suffolk in the Gemara, whether this is called mekudeshes or not. Elon.
Can you say whether it's, when he's giving hanah, he has to sort of like give up something? Because like in other times, we say he was giving up his time, and he was doing the dance, he was giving money. But here, it's a question of whether it's just giving up something.
You're saying he's not giving up something because he's mechuyev to give it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's the idea. Right? Does it have a Torah's kesef or not? If he's already mechuyev, maybe he doesn't have a Torah's kesef. Or maybe he does have a Torah's kesef. Suffolk in the Gemara. Take it. We don't know what the din is. Safik mekudeshes. Does she need a get on a daraisa level? Or is it only a chumra d'rabbanan? So comes the riff and says, minat Torah she needs a get. It's a safik daraisa. That's the riff a little bit later on. Nafdalat amadeis in his nafik. Boy Rav Mari Kelav Harot Sacharei Amai Teiku Bechol Teiku the Kiddushin Tzricha Get to have a Sfeika Daraisa L'Chum Ravdinan. Says the Riff, it's a Sfeika Daraisa Chum Ravdinan. She needs a get. Sounds like on a Daraisa level. In fact, Iran. Why? Min haTorah we should follow Chazaka. Chesmuya. Safek whether there was a Teres Kesef over here when he threw it to the dog. Why don't we follow Cheskes Pnuya? So she shouldn't be Mekadeshes Min haTorah. You want to say midrabbanan you a machmir? It's all zayin, but that's not what the Riff says. The Riff says min haTorah we have to be machmir. Why min haTorah should we have to be machmir? Shouldn't we follow Cheskas Pnuya? That's the Ran's kasha. Ran's kasha against the Riff. He says from the Riff it doesn't sound like me. The Ran wants to say that the Lishna Basra by Nosson Huvamr he is learning min haTorah. There's no need to be machmir. It's a sfeika d'araisa, but min haTorah there's no need to be machmer because we follow cheskas pnuya. It's only a chumra d'rabbanan. Says the Ran, but from the Riff on Daf Ches, you get the impression not like that we don't follow cheskas pnuya. Because if we follow cheskas pnuya, why does the Riff say every suffik kedushin sfeika d'araisa l'chumra? Avdina l'chumra sounds like you need a get on a d'araisa level. Why on a d'araisa level? We should follow cheskas pnuya. That's the Ran's kash. The Ran's cash. So there's a big literature that the Achronim have over here. Look at the Avnim Eluim. There's more in the Mar Makomas. How many of you got up to this part of the Mar Makomas? How many of you got past the Rat? Okay. So look at some of the other Makaros. We basically got up to the section number 4. Okay. So look at the other Makaros. Let's try to put together some of the ideas of these Achronim, and then we're going to have to plug it all in to figure out why exactly does the Ran say that we can follow Cheskas Pnuya? What does it mean to follow Chazaka B'Makom Safek? Is there a chiluk between a Sfeika D'Dina and a Sfeika Metzias? And how does that relate to the concept of chazaka in general? Have a good day.